Welcome to Girl, You're Hired, a job interviewing tips podcast dedicated to helping you land your dream job. My name is Lana Cernoff, and I am your podcast host. On today's episode, I am so excited to introduce you guys to my dear good friend and old LinkedIn coworker, Rose Choi Marquez. Rose has been recently impacted by the tech layoffs. She has since then been able to land a new job, but that being said, it was not an easy market to navigate. It is difficult being informed suddenly that you have been cut from your job unexpectedly and having to go through a rigorous job search and interview process. So Rose is so kind to volunteer her time today to share with us some of her learnings, some of the best practices she applied in order to get through such an uncertain time and sure, difficult, mentally challenging one. So I'm very excited to hand it over to Rose to share with us a little bit more about her journey and learnings.
Thank you so much, Lana. I'm so excited to be here. I think that this podcast is absolutely so needed right now in the time when a lot of people are experiencing some challenges with their career and their job search. So I feel very privileged to be on here and to share my experience. A bit of background on me. So I am based in Brooklyn. I am currently working at a company called Multiverse. And so I'll kind of take a quick overview of like where I started. So I started my career, as Lana mentioned, at LinkedIn. So right out of college, I was at the University of Pittsburgh, and then I moved over to San Francisco to start my job with LinkedIn. When I joined LinkedIn, I was primarily in client-facing roles. So really was more on the selling side as well as account management, which is where I met the lovely Lana. And I stayed with LinkedIn for almost 5 years, mostly in client-facing roles, doing some account management. From there, I knew that just I had always wanted to get into marketing. So after LinkedIn, I ended up going to work for one of my clients and transitioned from being client-facing to actually working in-house as an employer brand marketer. And so that client was Squarespace. So I worked at Squarespace for about 3 years, which was great. And you'll probably notice throughout this, as I talk, that the companies I've worked at, I've intentionally tried to get smaller and smaller. So I worked at LinkedIn, which is, I think, about 13,000 people at the time. Squarespace was 1,000 people. And then when I left Squarespace, I went over to Calm, which is a meditation and mental health app/startup. And they were, I think about, they were still under 1,000 people for sure at the time. I think they were more closer to 500. And that is the company that I was laid off in last summer. So I'll definitely talk a little bit more about that. And we'll talk about all the things that come with being laid off, because it's really not a fun experience with by any means, but one that you can conquer and get through. And that's what we're here to talk about. And then, as I mentioned today, I am at Multiverse, and I'm a senior content marketing manager on the B2B side.
Thank you so much for that introduction, Rose. And to the listeners out there, as you can see, you cannot take this type of layoff personal. Rose had such great experience and such diverse amount of knowledge she was bringing into her field. So we really just need to not take something like that in any ways to heart. So it might be difficult at first, but let's hear a little bit more, Rose, about when you first found out and where you were, how you took it, how you digested it. And then we can dive a little bit more into what that next step looked like to start getting back out there.
Yeah, so it was an interesting experience because I actually got laid off on the first day of my vacation. So I went on PTO last August, 2022, and I was going on a big group trip to Colombia with my partner, my best friends, and my brother as well. Super excited for this kind of group trip. And on day one, right before we went on a Colombian food tour, I had gotten a text message that just, you know, from my manager saying, like, can we hop on a call? My manager and I, you know, were very close, huge respect for her. And so I knew that that was a bit out of the ordinary. So I kind of had this sinking feeling, as many of us do when we get, you know, probably an email or a text of that nature that's unexpected. I jumped on a Zoom call in the middle of a restaurant in Bogota, Colombia, and that's how I found out. And the layoff that I experienced was similar to maybe what some have experienced, where they you know, where you're kind of logged out of all of your technology, you know, you don't really have access to your email, et cetera. So it happens pretty abruptly. And of course, I was out of the country. So I was just basically cut off from the company at that point. That was for the day, that was day one. So I had about, what, maybe 7 to 10 days in country. And so that was the way that it started. And it was definitely difficult for me to just kind of swallow, especially on day one, where we were celebrating, you know, a bunch of different things on the trip. And so I had to really take a moment that day to just kind of sit by myself and really think about what, one, this meant, but not get too deep into the weeds of immediately like actioning what I need to do, because I am on vacation and I was surrounded by people that I loved, and I really wanted to still make the most of this trip. And so I somehow, you know, in my mind had this kind of talking to with myself around the fact that this trip is really supposed to be something that is meant to be beautiful and celebratory, and I cannot let this experience ruin it. So I really compartmentalized it. Like I really just completely separated the experience and told myself, enjoy this, be present. And then when you get back to the States, that's when we start thinking about all of the things that come with your job search. But I managed to do a pretty good job. Obviously there were days where I was thinking about it, but for the most part, you know, my friends and my family surrounding me on that trip, they were really supportive. And I told them, like, let's make sure that we really don't talk about this. And like, I want to just be able to really focus on what we have planned for the trip. And that's exactly what we did. When I got back, so I think a lot of people that are getting laid off or have been laid off, one option here, which is to take some time off, right? So you just got laid off. Some people like to take maybe, let's say, a week. Some people are taking a month. Some people are taking 6 months, however long that is, to just completely kind of separate yourself from that experience and give yourself time to reflect of what you truly want. Because I had had the trip right before, I felt like I had the ability to separate it. So I actually, when I came back from the trip, I dove straight into the job search, and that was what I felt was right for me. But I know for many people that they may need some time to process what is happening and just may need some time to not dive into the job search right away, which I fully support. So I would say that's like part one, like the first thing to think about is whether or not you feel like you need and want time to process it. Or if you are ready to jump in and you really truly feel emotionally and psychologically ready to do it, then do it, because that's how I felt. I felt like I was ready to go in. And also just from a financial perspective, I wasn't able to just kind of stay many months of being unemployed. So I did try to jump in it pretty quickly.
Wow, it's a quite shocking way to find out when you're just on the beginning of a rural trip. So that's quite something. I'm very proud that you were able to get through that and still make the most of your trip. So tell me a little bit more, when you got back, how you started strategizing your job search and going about that tedious application process all over again once you came back to the States.
Yeah, absolutely. So the first thing that I did was I literally had a sit down whiteboard session with myself and I just jotted down what I wanted. Like, what was I looking for? Because I think you could easily say, like, so I'm a senior content marketing manager. I ended up actually applying for a number of different job titles, but it was less around like, okay, what exactly titles am I looking for? That might be a component, but I started at the big, big picture. Like, what type of company was I looking for? And then second, what type of role was I looking for? So that's kind of what I split it up into. So I would say really know what you want. For me, for example, like some examples of maybe what things that you could look for or that maybe you don't want, for example, is what I was looking for in a company is I really wanted a strong mission. That was like priority number one. I really wanted a company with strong leadership. And at this point in my career, I had known what was, you know, strong leadership versus maybe leadership that had areas of improvement. I also really wanted a company that was growing and fast paced. And then I also really wanted an interesting product, like a product that I could actually say like this, like talk to my friends and kind of geek out about. Because some of the companies out there for me are not, you know, I don't find their product to be interesting. I don't find their missions to be inspiring. So I would say like sit down and actually know what you want when it comes to the actual company. That could also be things like company size, et cetera, or maybe you're keeping that open, but just try to figure out like what type of company you're going for, including industry. And then I also thought about the role. So the role itself, different from the company, is more around like, what skills do you really want to flex in your next job? I also asked myself, like, I want a role that allows me to make decisions and influence strategy. I want a role that's highly cross-functional and has a lot of room to lead. So think about maybe what you're also looking for in a role. This pre-brainstorming session is really important, because when you go onto the internet and you start looking at all these jobs, there's just, it can become easily overwhelming. And I love to use the process of one, focus, and process of elimination. And so having this roadmap, if you will, of the things that you want is going to be really helpful. And obviously things can flex and change throughout the process, but that's kind of the first piece that I did.
Wow, I love the way you just said this. And to reiterate that, maybe the sudden unfortunate layoff is a time to reimagine what it is you could do if anything was possible. It's a time to reimagine, redo an inventory of your career, your goals, your ambitions. And I think it's a great, you know, message out there, like hit pause and really think what it is you want. And maybe you wouldn't really have that pause and this chance to redesign the career you want otherwise.
Exactly. And depending on where you are in your career, if you've had one or two companies, I mean, even one company under your belt, you might have a better sense too of what you, again, what you want and what you don't want, right? Like that strong leadership comes from having experienced, again, both sides of the spectrum. And so you can also think about the company that maybe had just laid you off. What were some of the things you really admired and liked? What were maybe some of the things that you probably don't want to repeat again? And that could be also with the role too. So that's I think, a very important exercise to start to kick off with. And then from there, I mean, everyone always talks about the power of your network, but I mean, truly, right? Like what are former colleagues, friends for, right? If when things kind of get a little bit rocky, think they're really there to help. And I was, you know, very pleasantly surprised with how giving and generous people were with their time, whether it's an introduction, whether it's a referral. I really try to lean into my network and even just catch up. It doesn't always have to be an ask, like just catching up. Sometimes a 15 to 30 minute catch up will spark some inspiration or spark an idea for you. So I took also some time to just kind of connect with my network and really lean into them as well.
So tell us a little bit more about this LinkedIn approach that you took to notify your network. Did you write a post about it? Did you private message people? What was the exact strategy you took on this one?
Yeah, I love that question. I did post publicly on LinkedIn. Maybe people listening are seeing, you know, things within their newsfeed. And so I think it is important, one, to be able to share what's going on, but more importantly, to actually ask for help, because this is when help is needed. And laid off with my network, and I received an overwhelming amount of kind people messaging me, and then, you know, obviously me proactively messaging others. But I did really lean heavily on LinkedIn, just because that is kind of where a lot of my big updates come from areas like this of career and layoffs. And so I messaged people, they messaged me, obviously connected with like some of the closer people that I have in my network, more so through like phone calls and text messages, but definitely like kind of casting a wide net and really reaching out to a bunch of different people and reconnecting with them.
That's a really great approach you took there. And let's talk a little bit more about the mental aspect of this. It's quite challenging to comprehend this and wake up every day with new motivation. So can you share a little bit more about how you coped and anything that you would share with our listeners out there that had helped you in such a uncertain time?
It's not easy. I think from the majority of people I've spoken to, and certainly me, I would say when you get laid off, it's not like an experience where people are ecstatic, right? Usually people are experiencing maybe some negative emotions, and I absolutely did. I think my emotions really came from a few things that I experienced. One was rejection. I experienced a ton of rejection throughout my few months of being unemployed. And I really experienced interview fatigue, which I'm happy to talk more about, but that's a real thing. Mm-hmm. And then I really experienced self-doubt. Like those three things were just kind of definitely, like you mentioned, kind of causing this mental distress. And so I kind of foresaw this coming because I've been obviously, you know, staying up to date with my network and seeing that unfortunately a lot of people in my network, especially in tech, have been laid off and just reading their stories. So when I got laid off, I kind of was already expecting myself to feel kind of emotionally and mentally distressed. And so when I started to experience the actual rejections and the interview fatigue, I really sat with myself again and just kind of had this reflection moment of like, okay, Rose, let's think about what's going on. Like, not only are you laid off, but you actually have, the way that I thought about it was, I have now an extra around like 8 or 9 hours every day. And I am a big proponent of always thinking about like, how are you spending your time? Like quite literally, I have an extra 8 hours now, and I have to make the decision of how do I use that time in a way that serves me. So what I did is I basically broke down my day. I mean more so like, okay, I basically spent half of my time of the 8 hours really deep in the job search. So that includes messaging people, applying to jobs, getting referrals, and also interviewing. So about 4 hours was spent every day kind of just on the job search, but I definitely did not spend all my 8 hours on the job search. And that was very important to me to split my time. The other 4 hours was protecting my mental health. So because of all the rejection and the interview fatigue that I could experience in those 4 hours, it was very important for me to balance that out with something that was actually really helping me and making me feel good and feel better. That was everything from taking walks with my dog, which may sound kind of like a small thing, but being outside in nature and feeling the fresh air hit my face after an interview was like one way to just ease my mind and feel just a bit more at peace with all of the thoughts that maybe I was having around the job search. And I increased my exercise routine. So because I had more time, I also now really don't have an excuse not to go to the gym or what have you. So I also made it a point to just, even if I was going to just walk on the treadmill, like anything, just to get my body moving, really to help my mental health. And then I also really listened to motivational videos and podcasts. And so on those walks or even before an interview, I was putting on something that was like really motivational. So I found this one motivational video that I absolutely loved, and I was playing it every single day because you can kind of hit these walls throughout your job search and interviewing. And so I really was like, okay, Rose, this other half of my day really needs to be spent protecting and conserving my energy. So that's kind of how I thought about it, is like really making sure that I had time to protect and serve my mental health.
Yeah. Thanks for breaking out your day like this and sharing with us how you strategized splitting time between mental health and the actual job search because of that interview fatigue that can happen. So it's really good for the listeners out there to know that it's okay not to spend every waking day on just finding another job, because that might, in hindsight, just put you in a worse place. And it's so important to protect. So I'm happy you shared that. And you told me once about a motivational video that you liked. Do you remember by chance the name of it?
Yeah, I don't remember it off the top of my head, but I literally typed in on YouTube motivational videos or inspiring video, and there's a whole world of them. I watched a few before I found the one that spoke to me. So not every motivational video out there is going to speak to you. Like, everyone is different. So I found one that spoke to me. Happy to share that with anyone who's interested. But find one that's really interesting for you. And I listened to a few episodes of your podcast, Lena. So I think this is like one of the great resources out there for people, that a lot of people can relate to. So, you know, really making sure that you're kind of intaking the content that is going to inspire and motivate you. And then of course I had my, like, you know, pick me up songs. So I listened to a lot of those. One in particular that I really love is I Am Woman, and I actually have to find the artist, but that one, I think for me, especially as a woman, was very motivational, by Emmy Melly. Highly recommend giving that a listen to.
Wow. Thank you so much for saying that about this show. I'm so happy you found it helpful. I really appreciate that shout out. And as you were just speaking, I was looking at the video that you were telling me about, and it's called You Can Do This Motivational Speech. And it's found on YouTube by a creator called Ben Lionel Scott. He has over 2.65 million subscribers. So for all those people listening out there, highly recommend it. Even to someone like myself, I like listening to this type of content on the treadmill after a stressful day. So maybe it can help you with getting through this time of uncertainty and the job layoff. So Rose, I want to just make sure we're making the most out of our last few minutes here together that we still have. What other practical advice can you give us? Because you were able to find a job and get back on the horse. So what else do you feel you did that might be able to be replicated by some listeners?
Yeah, I would say there are probably going to be roles slash companies that rank very highly on your list as desired. Like, oh, this is like my top five companies, or this is like a dream role for me. So the way that I thought about it is I spent more effort on those types of companies and jobs. So basically the way that I think about it, similar to kind of like the 8 hours a day, is I also think of my energy as kind of like this, literally a tank of gas. And so we only have so much energy in a day, right? So we have to be very mindful of how we exhaust that energy. That includes mental energy, physical energy, focus energy, all of that. And, you know, if you are giving your absolute 100% to every single role out there, even the ones where you're kind of not even really excited about, you can kind of burn out pretty quickly. And so I was very selective of like how, let's say, how much prep was going into one interview versus another, like kind of using your best judgment there. And what I mean by that is like, let's say to get quite tactical here, like, let's say you have a phone screen with a recruiter in the morning. And then in the afternoon, you have a final round, right, with your top choice. The amount of effort and time that you put into those two interviews, in from my perspective, should differ, right? You're not going to put the same amount of effort or time into a final round with your top choice versus like a phone screen with a recruiter with that maybe you're not even very, very excited about. So just trying to manage like your energy in a very, I think, thoughtful way is something I would recommend. Obviously you want to prepare for every single interview. So I'm not necessarily saying don't prepare. Like I was preparing questions and I, you know, definitely made sure that I really looked at the job and all the skills that they had desired on the job description. But again, just like how much effort and time are you putting into every single interview? I would say kind of be protective of your energy in that sense. And then one big resource I used is that does go underutilized is LinkedIn Learning. So LinkedIn Learning has a whole slew of courses around interviewing. Like literally it's how to master common interview questions. They have another one on interviewing tips. I particularly liked the course, and this was a free course, by the way. So I'm not sure if all of the courses are free, but the one I took was free. The name of the course is called Articulating Your Value. And I took this course probably halfway into being unemployed because I was getting rejected. And so when I was experiencing rejection, which by the way, I'm naturally, you know, more often than not a confident person. I have a good amount of experience under my belt. And I was genuinely like trying to understand why I was getting rejected from companies that in some cases I definitely had the criteria and the qualifications, if not more. And I actually did this exercise of thinking, like kind of listening to myself on these interviews. And I realized like, one, sometimes you can be rusty when it comes to interviewing, and that's totally okay. That happens to the majority of us. But two, the way that people are approaching interviewing is actually sometimes not in the most strategic way. And so it's less about, for example, like talking about what you've done in a job, and even less about talking is sometimes about the impact of the what you've done, and more about articulating your value. And I took this course and it was completely, completely mind-opening. And I really shifted my interviewing strategy from there. And I saw a ton of benefits and started to really see a lot more success after that. So I would recommend that course on articulating your value in particular. And at the end of that, you know, I managed to land two offers, the one company that I am currently with, Multiverse, which I am absolutely loving. But I will say, this maybe will be one of the last things I say is, don't in your interviews be afraid to share the fact that, one, you are interviewing with other companies. And especially if you are in final rounds or you have a competing offer, like, you definitely should be sharing that in your interview, so that the company understands just where you are in your process. And so they understand how valuable you are and that you have other things to offer. And if it's not going to be with them, then it's going to be with another employer that will value that. So just kind of a tip there. Don't be afraid to share that you are competitively interviewing with other companies, just as they are interviewing other candidates.
Wow. Thank you so much for bringing that up. I love this LinkedIn module you just mentioned. So important to know to articulate your value and what it is you bring, not necessarily what it is you've done, but what is going to carry over. So thank you. And I'm going to check that out myself. I'd love to learn from LinkedIn Learning and maybe bring more wisdom back to this podcast. So this is all the time we have for today. So thank you, Rose. I just wanted to summarize the 10 tips and 10 takeaways that I'm going to walk away with, which are: number one, take a break. Feel free to recharge before you dive right in. Have some time to digest your layoff. Number two, think about which mission and the type of company you want to work for. This is a good time to refocus on what it is you really want long term. Number three, network and reach out. Number four, balance your day between applying and interviewing to focusing on your mental health. Number five, ways to prioritize mental health is to go outside and work out and catch your breath. Number six is to pace your week and prioritize interviews based on how much it is you actually want one of those jobs more than another. Number seven, take advantage of learning like LinkedIn Learning and other outside type of content to help you grow while you're interviewing. Number eight is to articulate your value well, which is something Rose learned from that LinkedIn course. Number nine is to always remember your competitive advantage and to essentially just think about what it is that you bring to the table, only you can bring to the table. And number 10 is to trust yourself, persevere. Those who seek shall find. And I think that was the overlaying message, Rose, that you brought together. So thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I think this is such an important topic, so I just feel honored that you thought of me for this. And to the listeners out there, you got this. You really do. Someone in Colombia, when I got laid off, told me that when one door closes, two windows open, and I really believe that. So I just wish you the best of luck in your journey.
Please follow these tips and, girl, you're hired. And in the meantime, if you also want to reach out to Rose, feel free to send her a LinkedIn message. Her full name, like I said, is Rose Choi Marquez. She'd be more than happy to answer any more questions. And we're here to help you out during your job search. Hopefully this episode is helpful to you, and feel free to share it with a friend or anybody else who's out there looking for a job, who's been laid off or has been on the market for a while. These tips can apply to anyone out there who's on the market. So thank you for tuning in.